This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. This show's about your health and your life. Go to our website. You can go to teamlifestyle.com. Find out more information about how to improve your life. Change it. Go to the next level. Whatever you're struggling with, you can find there at the web. Also, our new TV show, getting ready to launch. Get ready for that. All the information will be on the web. Obesity, now they're saying, may be a little hard on your hearing, a new study says. One in six women are reporting having hearing loss during the study that they just did recently. Researchers studied about 68,000 women at Harvard Nurses Health. And they did this for a period of about 10 years, and they looked at higher body mass index, which is, or larger waist circumference, and they had a higher risk for hearing issues. So women who were obese with a BMI between 30 and 39 were 17% to 22% more likely to report hearing loss than women whose BMI was less than 25. So waist size was also kind of an issue with this. It was tied to it. So women with waist larger than 34 inches were about 27% more likely to report hearing loss than women with waist under 28 inches. So the waist size remained a risk factor for hearing loss even after researchers factored in the effects of having a higher BMI, suggested that carrying a lot of belly fat might actually impact hearing, they said. So the differences remained even after researchers controlled other factors that were known to affect hearing, like cigarette smoking or the use of certain medications and the quality of a person's diet. One thing that seemed to change the relationship a little bit was exercise. So when researchers factored physical activity into the equation, the risk for hearing loss, it dropped. And women who walked for four more hours a week saw their risk for hearing loss drop almost by 15%. The findings were published in the December issue of the American Journal of Medicine, and the study showed not only the association, however, didn't prove that the obesity directly harms hearing. The ear, they say, is highly metabolically active. So that means it's really dependent on having an adequate blood supply. Dr. Sharon Curran, who's an instructor in medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, said the obesity can compromise blood flow by narrowing blood vessels, and people who are obese also are more likely to have high blood pressure, which is another condition that can hamper the blood flow. So interesting. So the obesity and factors that obesity brings may compromise blood flow to the cochlea, which is a hearing chamber, basically in the middle ear. And Curran said the lack of blood flow could prevent the cochlea from restoring itself after damage, gradually diminishing function. Can you imagine that? So your weight gain may be a constant issue with what's going on with your overall hearing. So if you started getting decreases or some minimalization in that, that could be some of the issue there. Weitzman said that, he said, I think there's a reason to begin to think this is a problem associated with obesity, that there's a strong correlation. You might want obese kids or adults to have problems with their weight also consistently have their ears checked and their hearing tested. I think it's a good idea. Interesting to see the correlations, that's for sure. Powerful. 888-283-7272. Give me a call or go online to the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Let's go to the phones and talk with Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
I have H. pylori, a bacteria in my stomach, and I was just wondering if there might have any natural remedies for that.
And the H. pylori, which is a challenge within itself, no doubt about it. One of the best things you can do, really, with H. pylori, I mean, typically they can cause ulcers, one of the main things that they do, but H. pylori, really, there's some great natural ways. Antibiotics have been used for years to be able to get rid of it, but if you look at bismuth, and look in, even in the standard medical text, in the old days, it talked about how bismuth salts can be quite a help in dealing with H. pylori and helping to kill that off. So you can take a peek at that. But, yeah, the H. pylori can be a real challenge. But, yeah, bismuth salts can work great. Ionic silver can work great as well. Standard medical treatment does work well, though. So your antibiotic treatment, the combination, they do first and second line with that therapy, your primary care physician can do that can do, and you can knock it out pretty quickly. So it depends on if you want to go the natural route or the standard medical route and put the two together. But they both can work very, very well. All right, 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now or go to the lines. Call us now or, of course, you can hit the website. Now, they say that traumatic events can be more stressful to people. And I find that interesting as well. So people that have gone through any kind of traumatic event, whatever it might be, can have significant damage to them. The psychological impact, like, for example, terrorist attacks, for example, extended beyond the communities through the media and whatnot, can actually affect the psychology in so many people. And, of course, people who watch more than 4 hours a day of 9/11 in the Iraqi war, related television coverage in the weeks after the attacks and the start of the war reported, had post-traumatic stress symptoms over time. They actually had that. They were listed and went to the doctors and saw that. This was in a formal study. So Dr. Corin Silver, to those who watched this, was a little bit, they were concerned, they said, as noted here, because of the physician-diagnosed physical health ailments about 2 to 3 years later. Social media came on the scene after September 11th, and has made it easier for people to engage with news coverage and get news as it's actually breaking. So the media exposure now is more than just television. So you got TV, radio, print, and then you have Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So the Boston Marathon bombing study was done, and they looked at that. Cohen Silver and her co-author E. Allison Holman, who's a PhD and associate professor of nursing and science at the University of California, Irvine, wanted to see if there was a connection between prolonged media exposure to the Boston Marathon bombing and acute stress. So the researchers also looked at how direct versus indirect marketing exposure to the bombings affected stress symptoms, and the direct exposure included being at or near the marathon itself or knowing someone who was present at the event or was injured or killed in the bombings. So if you look at also the other ones like Sandy Hook in those studies, social media and the online news affected people as well and increased stress levels. That's interesting. I mean, what we expose ourselves to will affect our psychology. Because remember, health is mental really more than it is anything else. I mean, with the CDC saying about 85% of what we struggle with is mental and emotional. I mean, literally, the root cause of all our disease is mental and emotional. It's amazing. So what we expose ourselves to, the relationships we have, the media that we expose ourselves to, can make a big difference in our long-term health. So guard yourself, guard your surroundings carefully. Make sure you put the right influences around you for optimal health. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
72, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. A lot of atrial fibrillation is a big topic. A lot of people struggle with it. And, you know, having to do with the heart, you always want to make sure that you're doing the right thing as far as supporting the body. And there's several tips that you can do to make sure that, you know, you get the right help when you're dealing with this. And atrial fibrillation is quite a big deal. So we're going to go through a couple of things that can help with you as well. So number one, jogging is a big one. So anybody that deals with atrial fibrillation or AFib, as we call it, exercises that are too intense or require too much endurance may be dangerous for some people with atrial fibrillation. You always want to check with your doctor, of course, before starting any kind of program. But if you deal with any kind of issue with AFib, if your HDLs are not where they need to be, those are your good cholesterol, the good guys. When you exercise, like jogging, walking, whatever, that can help tremendously. So it can really help get your levels where they need to be. Now, that's one thing I would look at. Now, the other one is with walking, just a basic walking. I mean, 10 to 15 minute sessions. I like 20 minutes. I think it's really good. It can help atrial fibrillation tremendously. The other one is cycling. Cycling is another big one. And so with exercise safety advantages, cycling can be quite a help. So riding a bike, that sort of thing, can be somewhat helpful too. Swimming is another one. So if you're big on swimming, that's, you know, I like it because it's easy on the joints. And, you know, with being easy on the joints, that's one thing you can do. Swimming, and just take your pace. You know, go to your YMCA or community swimming pool. Maybe have someone work with you. Maybe have a partner go with you. Or you can do water aerobics. That's another great one. You can get in there and they have classes that you can do. But that's one thing that I would definitely look into. Swimming is a big one for AFib and known to be quite helpful. Now, as a stress reliever, yoga. Everybody thinks yoga, you sit there and hold your belly button and sing kumbaya. Yoga is tough if you've never done a class. And it's very, very good for the heart, very good for the brain, very good for everything involved. So I would definitely look into that. I mean, it's, like I said, yoga is just fantastic. It gets a bad rap. I get a lot of emails about it. Is it good? Is it not good? But yeah, I mean, 30 to 45 minutes on yoga, going through the stretches and the poses and all that can be great for your overall heart health. Strength training is another one that's very, very good that I like. It's been my favorite for years and years and years, but it targets all the muscles. If you're going to strength train, don't do a set or do like a bicep curl or a bench press and then sit there for 3 minutes and talk to somebody. It drives me crazy when I see people doing that. You're not getting hardly any benefit whatsoever. So you want to get in and you want to set a pace, set a time frame that you want to work out to. If it's 30 minutes and you got to, you know, set your goals. Don't rest longer than about a minute in between your sets. You got to keep moving. Keep your heart rate up. Keep your cardiovascular system pumping and really begin to push through. And it'll make a big, big difference with strength training. I mean, it just does. And it's great for building up that lean muscle tissue that your body needs. I mean, that lean mass. All of that is critical. Now, aerobic exercise machines, that's another one. And so like the treadmills and the bikes and the ellipticals, those are great too. And, you know, as you kind of go through that, you work at your pace. I mean, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it might be. All of those are very beneficial and you can just get started. The key is getting started. And if you've got AFib, there's nutritional pieces that can help you as well. I mean, your B-complex vitamins, those are critical, and you get most of those through your vegetables. So if we're not eating a ton of vegetables, you're not getting the vitamins that your body so desperately needs. So again, that's one of those pieces that you really want to walk through. But AFib is something that can be managed for sure. You don't have to just be stuck with it, take medicine, and hope for the best. You can be proactive and get out and make a difference. And on this show, obviously, that's what we want to empower you to do. Go to our website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. All great information there to empower your health and your life. Going to George now. Hi, George.
avocado a few years ago just to add some healthy fat to my diet. And I, you know, stopped doing it for about a month or so, and then tried to eat avocado again and got really, like, had stomach pains. I wouldn't say was violently ill, but seemed to not agree with me anymore. I was wondering if you lied.
Well, it depends. Sometimes you can pick up food allergies with foods. It just, you know, depends on the kind of food and what's actually happening with that. That's a possibility. Or sometimes if your gallbladder is not working the way that it needs to, if it gets really congested, eating fats can aggravate it. And sometimes if you just have that big handful of walnuts or almonds or a big chunk of avocado, it can just kind of set it off, cause it to start cramping. Whatever it might be, and that might be an issue. So you just have to look in and have it checked out, and you know, I would just keep an eye on it. Have someone take a look at it though. If it does it again, I would test it and I would just eat some fats by itself and see if you start getting that pain again or if it starts cramping. I would see your doctor if it does do that though, because a lot of times, again, whether it's avocado or not, it could be a food allergy, but many times it could just be the fat itself, and it could be low acetylcholine, too. That's another one that can happen. We've got Sam over in New Jersey wants to know. He says, recently I've been dealing with high levels of anxiety. He says, I wake up in the morning anxious, heart racing, and it progresses throughout the day. What do you think that could be? Well, there's a big tip I could tell you about anxiety. It is emotional, right? So your surroundings make a big difference. And then also, it's got a strong nutritional component to it. So from a nutritional perspective, you're dealing with GABA, and that's one of your brain chemicals, neurotransmitters. GABA is amazing. It causes you to chill out, relax, and giving your body what it needs will help you do that. Great nutritional support for GABA levels are there on the website, and our providers can help you go through that process. But there's great nutritional things. I mean, like valerian root can help raise GABA levels and stay away from a lot of the processed grains. So all those kind of little tips are there. Hope that helps. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life, whatever it is. Realize that the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the power of it. Amazing. Now, pets are a big deal. I've always been a big fan. Always had a dog since I was a kid. And I've watched it, though, with my own family members. Now, I've seen this, of course, in practice, and I've seen this with patients and whatnot. But I've seen the power of this in my own family. I mean, literally, how powerful it is on the mental health family members when there's pets around. So, you know, the holidays are always a big time, family time, and it can be frenzied a little bit. And when you've got parent, you know, you got family members, you've got you know, Aunt Susie and Grandma, and everybody gets together. They said that in a recent study with John Hopkins with the Depression and Anxiety Bulletin, there was a Dr. Karen Schwartz, and she mentioned in a recent study that nursing home residents that really don't have a lot of people, when they have a dog or a cat or someone like that, increased their sense of kind of love and acceptance, lack of loneliness, tremendously, up to 40%. And, of course, having the little dogs around, having the little animals around, and they said that when they weighed their options in, when they felt lonely, would they want a person or if they wanted an animal, they always picked the animal. That's interesting to think about it. You go through life, at that point, you're kind of just worn out with the whole thing. You rather just have a good dog that just, you know, sweet and just kind of hangs out, lets you pet them, and they just love you no matter what. There's a lot you could, we could talk, probably take a whole hour on that topic right there. But it's interesting, though, and if you've seen that, I mean, if you've ever watched it for yourself, I've seen so many people that are so close with their animals and their dogs, and they bring so much joy into their lives and make such a big impact in their lives. And so just the love and that they get from them. Remember, 85% of what we deal with is emotional. So if that's the case, our emotional states make a huge difference in our overall health. And so your environment that you create around you can help tremendously with that. So just something to think about. I mean, if you go through loneliness or you're going through somewhat tough time, or if you have elderly family members, consider talking to them. Even if they're in nursing homes, consider talking to them about, you know, what they need. If they feel lonely, what you can put in their lives. I mean, if the possibility of having pets, if that's even possible where they live or where they reside, that can make a big difference. Or having one at your home and you bring over to visit with them. Maybe it's someone they become fond of, like a dog or a cat or just some type of family pet, that can make a big difference. So I just would look into that just a little bit. It's from the studies that are out there and topics on it, really, really is powerful on how it can help people. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You can check us out online, too. Don't forget, you can go to teamlifestyle.com. We're going to go to the phones and talk with Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
I'm 53 years old. My health challenge is hypertension. I just finished reading a book that espouses a plant-based diet completely for control of cardiovascular disease. I also have type 2 diabetes and a very rich family history of heart attacks and stroke. In fact, lost my little brother when he was 44 from a heart attack. So I've been trying to find ways to improve my health. I do exercise almost daily. I'm 6'3", 230 pounds, but it's mostly lean muscle. But I just read in a book that I am not supposed to take any supplements whatsoever. So I just wanted to know how true that was. And are there supplements that can help with hypertension?
Yeah, there are. I'm not a big no supplement guy by any means. I think that we don't get enough out of our foods. I do think you need to get as much whole and organic-based foods that you can put in your body. That's for sure. But I don't think we get everything we need many times because our soil is so depleted, and it can be very challenging to get the right kind of nutrition in on a regular basis. So I think eating the right kind of foods and getting the right nutrition in is a key. So, you know, with that said, supplements can help. I mean, we know for niacinamide, versions of niacin can help with blood pressure. There's certain amino acids, L-arginine and L-citrulline. Those can be quite helpful as well. So, I mean, there's all kinds of documentation and research, you know, that shows that it's kind of a big deal. And supplementation, fish oil, you've got so much research on fish oil to be able to help with cardiovascular health. It's amazing. But when it comes down to hypertension, there's some top foods you can look into. Number one, beets are really good. So beet juice, if you want to juice the beets, they're fantastic. Garlic has been known forever to help with hypertension and cardiovascular disease. That's one that can help. And stress levels are a big one, too. So if you have a lot of mental stress, work stress, whatever it is, finding ways to have that stress management is quite important. So I would look for that, ways to just, you know, unplug and kind of disengage from whatever you've got going on that tends to be the higher levels of stress in your life. That's a big deal. So that's a big one. Now, as far as foods go, though, and back to it, your exercise that you said every single day is important. Jumping up and down on a mini trampoline, that's another great way to really get your health where it needs to go. I mean, that in itself, they've done numerous studies on just with rebounding. I mean, alone, that have been amazing. So the whole rebounding concept is just extremely important. So working on that, keeping that as a focus, that's going to help you tremendously. Just getting that exercise in, eating the right kind of foods. And don't forget onions, the purple onions, they're great too. They've got these components in the onions that can help with blood pressure related issues. So there's a lot out there. Supplements, I don't agree with none, because I think that getting in your B vitamins, especially vitamin B3, the niacinamide or the niacin, can help with blood pressure. I mean, it's just proven. It can help with cholesterol. There's the vitamin E, which can be very helpful. So I wouldn't really let all that weigh in. I would take in some of the other natural approaches too, because both of those combined can help tremendously. But make sure to stay on the exercise. Out of all of this, we know for a fact that exercise helps tremendously with hypertension. It's a big deal. 888-283-7272. TeamLifestyle.com. Mandy, we're going to you next. How can I help?
I'm having some weird chest pains. I guess it's like a dull pain in the upper left chest area, but it's moving and it comes and goes. And it's been happening for the last few weeks, and it was here before, I guess about 3 months ago. So that's the question. I'm just curious what it is. I had my heart rate and everything, and at least that checked out and it was fine. But I'm wondering if it's some kind of lung infection or what. So.
Okay. Well, again, it could be. And that's why you want to get all the tests done, just to make sure. And a lot of times, if you're having kind of cramping, depends on if it's like a cramping or a sharp pain. Cramping can be angina, which is just a very basic non-related issue for the heart. It's more the muscle itself having more of the cramping around the chest muscles and the heart. I would get that checked out though. Let them run the test, EKGs and everything. Also, I would get second opinions, and I would find someone that does more alternative healthcare, complementary, natural-based healthcare. Have them take a peek at it and see what all the tests are showing, because at the end of the day, that matters. At the end of the day, you want to make sure. And a lot of times, mineral deficiencies can be the root cause of it as well. So looking at magnesium, potassium, those sorts of things, they can help. And I would get that checked out first. So get that looked at. Have someone check into it. And if you want to create kind of an eating plan, an anti-inflammatory based diet is going to help. And of course, my book talks a lot about that. We've got a free ebook that's going to be coming up on the website you can check out, that's going to be helping you just with your overall dietary plan. All of that can be beneficial, and you can check that. But anti-inflammatory type eating, lowering the inflammation in the body, good lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and your good healthy fats, all that's critical. It lays a great foundation for what you're looking for. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Our food for the hour is peppermint. Now, if you've ever heard peppermint tea, that's one of my favorites. Love it. But you know, especially around the holiday time, I just love the taste and smell of peppermint. But it really helps with stomach issues, people that have a lot of nausea, or upset stomach, irritable bowel type syndrome. There were studies done at Harvard that showed a tremendous benefits from using peppermint in teas or just peppermint itself to help with the GI tract. It helps to curb cravings too. It can really help with a lot of carbohydrate type cravings if you add peppermint into your normal diet. It also eases the tension on headaches. So if you've got stress headaches, anxiety based headaches, peppermint can really do a number on that. It also can boost concentration as well. It can kind of increase and perk up your mental ability as well, and also can relieve stuffy nose. So the menthol aspect of it can really go through and help support kind of unclogging those sinuses. So a lot of great things peppermint oil and peppermint can do in general to support your health. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is, realize that the body can get sick, you can also get well. Quote for the day comes from Buddy Hackett. He says, as a child, my family's menu consisted of two choices. I love this. He said, take it or leave it. So eat it or just keep on being hungry. Now, if you need to clear your head, some of this is really important. Well, sleep is really important. I can't even express how important it is to the overall scheme of our health. And resting the body and going through cycles of rest is so important for our overall mental health and emotional health. It's critical. So what we know for a fact, there's basically a system called lymphatic system, and it's the brain's kind of janitorial service. It gets rid of everything. Scientists have discovered that the size of our cells in the brain actually decrease in time. So as time goes on, right, our brain, you know, it deteriorates like everything else. But once we fall asleep, the brain goes to work cleaning house. So that's when it goes to clear out the toxins and the byproducts and the waste. And by doing that, the cleanup isn't the only thing that's going on. It says you can also, your brain goes through like a defragmentation, kind of like in a computer. It defrags everything. So it puts memories into the right places and they can be recalled later. And it goes in. It also does spring cleaning. And it goes in and gets rid of the things we don't really need. But it's a big deal because as neurological conditions can begin, there are certain toxins that build up with amyloid beta, which this toxin is, it affects Alzheimer's disease. And when a person's awake, the brain has to perform many functions that it set aside during sleep. But when sleep happens, it can shut all that other stuff down and go in and begin to work on what needs to be worked on with the brain. So it's important that, you know, obviously we get the kind of sleep that we need. And it's critical. I mean, I can tell you that you go through time periods, I'm sure we all have, where you don't sleep as much. If you have a lot going on, say when you're a student in medical school, you don't sleep at all. I mean, you're living on coffee and tea and trying to keep yourself, you know, focused and eating as healthy as you can and studying like crazy because there's so much information. But, you know, again, you can't maintain that kind of pace for a long period of time. Your body has to rejuvenate. You have to sleep. And stress management is such a key. It is, you know, your body kind of hits break points. And if you don't get enough rest, then those break points are going to come a lot faster because it's in that time of balance the body needs to repair. And if we don't have that, we don't do that, the body can't reach the level it can't maintain. You know, it's going to break down. And that's what they're talking about here, is getting the right amount of rest so that the brain can regenerate and it can clear out everything that it needs to so that it can support our bodies in the right manner so our next day can be productive. So that's what we have to focus on. David, you're next on the phones. How can I help, my friend?
I'm calling about pressure problems. I've been taking some medicine for my high blood pressure, and it just don't seem like it works. When it do work, it makes you so tired. I was wondering if they had some kind of alternate, I guess some kind of medicine, the right kind of food to eat.
Well, one thing you want to focus on, I don't know if you really want to focus, well, you can do one of two things. I guess is the better way to put it. You can go in one of two ways. You can go kind of the medical side or with the alternative side. And sometimes you have to combine both. Sometimes you have to combine both with blood pressure. I mean, the key is if your blood pressure is really high, let's say it's 180 over 110, okay, which is high, really high. You don't want to leave it there for long because it can be detrimental. Very, very dangerous to your overall health. And what you want to do is you want to begin to manage that, bring it down. So medication is one of the best options. But then what else are you going to do? I mean, you don't want to just take medication forever, right? So when something's breaking down in the body, whether it's blood pressure, blood sugar, diabetes, whatever, it's a major warning sign from the body. It's like the body is on overload at that point. And you've got to really back it down and see what you can do to really support the body. And at that point, you have no option except take medication, you know, to bring it down, because you don't want to damage your kidneys, your vessels. I mean, stroke out. I mean, there's all kinds of issues that can happen with that kind of with those kind of blood pressure numbers. Got to get to the doctor. Got to get on medication. But then your lifestyle habits, so your exercise and all of that matters. You know, getting the right amount of exercise on a regular basis. All of that is so important for blood pressure. I mean, it's one of the toughest challenges people struggle with, but they can bring it down. You really can bring that down. It's all about giving the body what it needs. You have to. And if you do that on a regular basis, the body will respond. So that's the key. But with blood pressure, yeah, it's eating a healthy diet, it's exercising, it's taking certain supplements, using regular foods like garlic, onion, turmeric, curcumin. They're all fantastic for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and blood sugar levels. So it's about stabilizing the body, giving it what it needs in, you know, on a regular basis. That's the key. If you start there, that's what's going to give you the greatest set of benefits. All right. Puts another hour in the charts. Check us out on the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you missed anything on the show, you can grab information there. Also, recipes to help you along the way. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.